to another episode of The Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and I'm here to educate, encourage, and empower you, the nonprofit leader, to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission. And today we're in episode 91, and we are in our 90-day challenge, and this episode is stacking on these last couple episodes that we have been talking about how to have like just that incredible success with those five goals that you set out for yourself in the 5-25 rule that we talked about two episodes ago. And today we're talking about the six basic emotions that impact your life and work. And this episode was inspired by some of my dear friends, my author friends. We have a group that we meet with every couple weeks. And on one of our calls, one of my friends had asked, you know, the entire group, he had said, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? How do you feel? And at that moment, I had just knocked out some great pieces that I was working on for a project that I was doing. And so I felt pretty good. I was like, hey, I feel like I'm at a 9. I felt really confident. A couple of my other, you know, peers, my friends, had made a comment that they were more like at a 5, you know, and they typically stay there. And one thing I noticed was that I was like, oh goodness, like I'm not like everybody else. And you probably figure the same thing, is that you might be pretty steady and constant when it comes to how you're feeling and just the day-to-day work that you do. Whereas I tend to go pretty high and low. So I have, when things are going awesome, they're awesome. And when they're not going so good, I kind of want to just like curl up in a ball and go lay in my bed. You know, so I tend to hit the extremes of emotions, whereas other people, you know, they may sit at a low for a majority of the time, and then every now and again they might hit the highs, but for the most part they sit pretty much in that constant, maybe like 3 range. And I thought that was really interesting. And I started listening to, you know, different podcasts. I'm always listening and reading and trying to gain new insight in just the way people are thinking so that I can, you know, better support you guys. And one of the things that came up in a podcast that I was listening to recently, the guy was talking about how when we watch movies on, you know, just any sort of movie, think about your favorite movie and how there's always these like highs and lows that come into this movie, but yet you as a spectator don't, you know, you might cry, you might tear up, you might feel a sense of those emotions, but for the most part, you don't take those emotions with you. You don't internalize them. They tend to be very surface driven. So the you know, great thing about these movies is that they give you those highs and lows and they let you go on this journey, and it's kind of like an escape from your normal life. And that's really why movies are so popular. You know, it really is an escape from your day-to-day life. And so it's great. But what if you think about it, and this is what was so profound, it was like kind of that aha moment for me, was that I don't attach myself to the emotions when I watch a movie. You know, yes, I'll tear up and I'll gain those emotions from it. And that's when I really feel like, oh, that was a good movie that like made me feel something. And the same thing happens with our charities and our causes, is that we're trying to rise up emotions in people because we want them to take action. And if they're at a constant 5 and they don't feel any sense of high or low, when they're looking at your materials, they see your pictures, they go on your website, they see that fundraiser, if they don't feel any high or low, they're not going to react and they're not going to respond to your cause. And ultimately they're not going to make a donation. And so emotions are really important to the work that we do, but it also is important to whether or not we are successful in our day-to-day work, because we've got these goals that we've set out for ourselves. But I don't know about you, but for me, I tend to sabotage myself. I tend to allow the emotions to take me out of the game because I just get locked into something that happened. Think about a day that really has a lot of emotion for you. Maybe it's Christmas or Easter. Maybe it's your birthday or the birth of a child. Maybe it was the death of a family member. And you start to think about the emotions that well up around that specific day. And I know sometimes when you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the day, and these feelings start to come to the surface, and then you just feel like, oh my gosh, my day is over. Like, this is not even going to happen. I'm not going to get any work done today because this thing has just knocked me out, you know? But think about that how a day or a moment moment or a thing could just take over your entire body and cause you to be distracted from the work that you're doing. And so today I want to share with you the 6 basic emotions and allow you to get your arms wrapped around these emotions so that you can see when they're coming and you can see how to use them in your favor for your charity and your fundraising efforts, but also how to impact your own life so that you don't allow it to take you out, you know, so it doesn't, you don't allow it to sabotage the work that you're doing and not meet your goal. Okay, so the 6 basic emotions actually came from a psychologist, an American psychologist, and he's a professor at the University of California in San Francisco. He really pioneered the study of emotions and, you know, just how we connect to the facial expressions. So these cross over cultures and language barriers and, you know, across all different parts of the world. And what he came about with was these 6 basic emotions. And the gentleman's name was Paul Ekman. And the 6 basic emotions are happiness, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, and anger. So I'll say those again. Okay. Happiness, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, and anger. And those 6 basic emotions are what he says, like with anything that we do, we can really just look at these 6 basic emotions, and that's how our day-to-day expressions are surfaced. Now, that's been pretty much the case for the last 40 years. But in 1980, another gentleman by the name of Robert Plutchik, Robert Plutchik. Plutchik. Okay. And Robert was also a professor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine and a professor at the University of South Florida. And he was a psychologist, and he authored a lot of different 260 articles, 45 chapters, and 8 books, and was a part of 7 other books as well. So now he focused on these emotions as well, but he came across with 8. Okay, so I'm going to hit the 6, but I wanted you to hear what these other 8 are because the word happiness is interesting because we all want happiness, you know, like we all want to be happy, and there's so many documentaries and books and just so many articles on finding happiness and how people are really looking for happiness in their life and they're trying to find this balance. And so he breaks down the word happiness and he doesn't actually use that in his 8. So instead of happiness, he has these 3: joy, trust, anticipation. And then the other remaining are the same as what Paul Ekman had. So it's joy, trust, anticipation instead of happiness, and then fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, and anger. So those are all the same. But it was so crazy to me because he created, this wheel of emotions, and all of the different emotions all come out of these 8 different emotions and out of the 6 that Paul Ekman had shared. So when I was starting to look at, you know, just the word anticipation. So think about something that you're anticipating, like these goals. Like, what do you want to have? You know, we talked about the be, do, have in the last episode. And what do you want to have in these 5 goals that you've set for yourself? Think about the emotions that come with it. So we're anticipating what is to come. And so this is really just giving you some better language. And to me, light bulb moment. Okay. So the word anticipation is just where we're preparing for the future. So looking forward to the future or whatever it is. And there's 6 words that come out of the word anticipation. So if you add anticipation to joy, you get the word optimism. And if you add the word sadness to anticipation, you get the word pessimism. Okay. So it's the opposite. So think about that. Anticipation plus joy equals optimism. But anticipation plus sadness equals pessimism. So the only thing that's different between being an optimistic person and being a pessimistic person is the difference between being joyful and being sad. So you can replace those words and become a more optimistic person just by thinking about being joyful instead of being sad. And so I'm going to go through these 6 words, but I thought it was crazy because the word anticipation, and it's just an equation. So anticipation plus joy equals optimism. Anticipation plus sadness equals pessimism. Anticipation plus trust equals hope. And so many of our causes are focused around the word hope. that we want hope for the future. We want people to have hope. And the only thing that's creating hope is somebody who has anticipation plus trust. And so many people don't have hope because they can't trust in the people in their lives because they've always let them down. And so here you are giving hope and you're showing them that they can trust you. They can trust the work that you're doing. And so that's how you're creating hope. Okay. So, I mean, this is, crazy. So, and then anticipation plus fear. This is the thing that I think I deal with anxiety. I think a lot of people deal with anxiety, but the anxiety is just anticipation plus fear. So instead of trust, like we talked about in hope, if you add anticipation plus fear, that equals anxiety. And then you got anticipation plus disgust, and that's cynicism. And anticipation plus anger is aggressiveness. And so just the word anticipation plus another emotion turns it right into either whether this is a positive thing or a negative thing. And emotion, the definition of emotion is really just a conscious experience characterized by intense mental activity and a certain degree of pleasure or displeasure. And so emotion is just whether it's pleasure or displeasure. And you can see that in what we're talking about, the word anticipation, when you're looking forward to the future, and all you can either have something that's pleasure, which is joy and trust and, you know, those positive things, or you can go displeasure and you can go towards the sadness and the fear and the disgust and the anger. So I'm just going to encourage you just to process this information a little bit and think about how emotion, if you can remove yourself from the situation and not get so caught up in the emotion, you can really take back your emotions. You can really take back and you can create emotions for people. So all you're trying to do is you are creating an environment. Like if you're trying to share hope with the people that are looking at your materials that are going to give to your organization or your cause, all you have to do is create this anticipation plus trust. And in the work that you're writing and you're putting out there, you're giving this emotion off because you're sharing about here's what the future looks like. And that's why our vision statements are so important, because if we can create this vision about the future, we're showing anticipation. We're showing that it's like, oh my gosh, look at what we're going to do in the future because of the work that we're doing. And people trust us. People can depend on us. And that's why there's going to be hope for the future. And that's why change will happen. So I'm going to use another emotion here just to give you a good gauge on this. So we talked about anticipation and how you can match that up with different emotions and create what you want when it comes to optimism, pessimism, hope, anxiety, cynicism, or aggressiveness. Okay. So let's think about the word joy. So the word joy, if you add joy plus trust, you get love. And isn't that what we all want? I mean, love is the ultimate emotion. We want to be loved. We want others to feel loved. And so love is just joy plus trust. And let's look at all the other emotions when you add them together. So joy plus trust is love. Joy plus fear is guilt. Joy plus surprise is delight. Joy plus anticipation is optimism, like we just talked about. Joy plus disgust is morbidness. Joy plus anger is pride. And it doesn't, like, that is so cool to me, because it's like all you have to do is just swap out those different emotions. So if you can replace fear with trust, you can move from feeling a sense of guilt and heaviness and things that are weighing on you to love, and where you can trust and you can love people. And I know sometimes we go through life and people let us down and they disappoint us. And so we don't feel loved, or we don't feel that sense of love when we're sharing with other people. And I'm sure you feel this a lot when you're working with the population of people that you serve, because a lot of that comes from some sort of distrust, some sort of lack of love, some sort of deep, dark, like something happened. And that's why they need you. That's why your organization even exists is because you're trying to change the story for them. And so all these emotions play a factor in how we see the world, how we see our day-to-day activities, and how others perceive us as an organization and as an individual. And so the six basic emotions, I don't want to get too crazy in this. I just want you to just sit in this for a little while, because when you're trying to set these goals and you're trying to accomplish these fundraising goals, emotion will take its toll on you. It will create your success or it will create your failure, because you can either hone in on those positive emotions or you can allow the pleasurable, kind of emotions, or you can allow the displeasurable emotions take hold of you. And back to the six basic emotions there with happiness, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, and anger, we need them all. They're all important. We can't really have one without the others. And so don't beat yourself up when you feel those emotions, because they're normal. That's just normal to have those six basic emotions. And, adding in those extra ones, those others, the joy and the trust and the anticipation, I think that that is incredible, because I personally want to be a joy-filled person. I want to be somebody who spreads love and hope. So those positive emotions, I start to think to myself, I'm like, okay, how can I remove the fear which is causing me this anxiousness, that anxiety? There's been only a few moments in my life where I felt like I actually had an anxiety attack and like a panic that came over me. And that was purely because of this exact thing, that I had this anticipation plus fear. And I was like, why am I anxious? Why am I feeling this emotion? It was just so heavy. And obviously when I lost my dad, there was this really heavy sense of sadness that came over me. And it just was so heavy and debilitating, so they're not bad, but we have to sit in them and figure out how can we turn some of these emotions around so that we can start to feel hope and love and optimism and really start leaning in on those emotions so that we can help other people, so that we can actually be a light in the darkness when people look at you as the go-to nonprofit or the go-to leader in your market, in your field. So, we want to make sure that we take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. And all that comes back to how we handle our emotions and just the ups and downs of our day-to-day activities. So I've shared many, many times that you guys have a tough job. Like, people don't do this. there's not a lot of people that work in the field that you work in, because it's hard. It's heavy. Like, you're dealing with the emotions of your client base, of your constituents, the people that you serve. And some of them are dealing with heavy emotions. They're dealing with the anger and the sadness and the fear. And they have a hard time turning things around, because that's just how it's always been. That's the norm for them. And so you're trying to come in and change out the story for them so that they can start to see that hope is possible, that there's, the ability to be loved and to love others, But I don't want you to be hard on yourself when you deal with these emotions, because it's normal and we all go through it. You're not alone. And I think that it's sitting in it and figuring out how you can turn things around. And I told you guys before, when you feel some of this darkness, the only way that you're going to snap yourself out of it, if you feel like you're in a funk, the only way to snap out of it is to change your physical state. So whether that's going for a walk or, getting some exercise, taking a nap, listening to a podcast or somebody who's teaching, creating some sort of ability to turn things around, you have to change your physical state in order for that to happen. So if you're feeling it, it's okay to sit in it for a little while, but if you find yourself hanging out there for a long time, it's time to snap yourself out of it and to move on. Change the emotional state that you're in by just flipping that switch. Change the anxiety, that fear, into trust. Change that fear into joy. And being able to just surround yourself with those people and those, just content that's out there that's going to change your physical state so that you can create more positive emotions instead of sitting in the negative ones. So so that's my message today. You know, I think emotions are important, like I said, and they're normal, they're natural, they're a part of our lives, our normal day-to-day activity, but I don't want your emotions to knock you out of achieving those goals. So allow those emotions to support your goals, to push you towards your goals, to get them accomplished, and then also use this emotion. Allow figuring out how these emotions all fit together so that you can tell your story better for your cause, which ultimately equates to more donations and more people who want to be a part of it. So remember, people want to be a part of something that's winning. They want to be a part of the hope and optimism and change for the world. They don't want to be a part of something that's dark and heavy and depressing. And, you know, like that does not attract people into your cause. So stay on the positive side, work through your emotions, and let's go get it. So I hope you guys have a great week. I'm excited about the work that you're doing. And please share with us how you're achieving your goals, how things are coming along with the 5 goals that you set for yourself. And you can do that in the Fundraising Freedom Tribe on Facebook. And you can find us on Facebook. Just type in Fundraising Freedom Tribe and you can click to join and we'll add you in. And you can also find it in the show notes. So hope you guys have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.